guys. We're back on Two Thirds Radio. We've got a short segment here, and then we'll be going to another break in a few minutes, but that'll give us time to go to your question there. You there, Joe?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I have a friend who's a volunteer fireman up in New York, and one of the other volunteer firemen is an FBI agent. So he tried to give him a 911 DVD, and the agent said, "If I don't want to take that from you, because if I take it, I'll have to log it and log where I got it." Now, what amazed me about this is my friend thought that the FBI agent was doing it to protect him. But really, why the agents are forced to do that is the way the government protects the FBI agent from getting information the government doesn't want the FBI agent to see. It's not about protecting my friend. It's really about controlling the information that this FBI agent will see. They have to fill out a log. So, in other words, the government isn't as interested in who gave them the DVD. It's more interested in what the FBI agent is watching and exposing himself to. That tells me that the government is really scared about infiltration into their own ranks. And I think it's very effective to anonymously leave 911 DVDs around so that you can break that wall of control. In other words, the KGB was treated the same way. The government was scared of them. And we have to, I tell young people that I give information to, I say, don't be a loudmouth like me. I'm already exposed. I'm out there. I said, be quiet. Join the FBI. Work up. Work in their ranks. Be subversive like the Israelis have done. That's the way we can take it back, and that's what they fear most, the anonymity and the people with this information that haven't been exposed, that haven't been traced, that are working their way through the system. And I'm telling you, we have a lot more friends than you think. I'd just like to leave it at that happy note and wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I wish it was a happy note. Hey, thanks for calling, Joe.
Demoralize these bastards.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Appreciate the call, Joe. Well, hey, look what's happening here now. I'm just looking at the headlines. Bush seeks to restore tattered U.S. image with heavy 08 travel. I guess he's going to tour the country and poison babies by kissing them. And, oh, boy, isn't that exciting. Just by him smiling from city to city, we're supposed to be impressed with him now. He's raped and pillaged the country, driven our economy down the hole, sold us out to the North American Union, staged fake terrorist alerts, terrorist arrests, terrorist attacks, lied us into two wars, on and on and on and on. But now we should be happy when he comes to kiss our babies. You ain't kissing my baby, you filthy vermin.
But Charles, isn't he going to be stopped in those no-fly lists? He's a terrorist, you realize.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm all for that law. I think we should start with the neocons. Yes, yes.
Deny
them rights
trouble.
To fly.
Look, I just want to interject very quickly regarding the comment about the police officers, Minneapolis police. Well, they're not all bad. Generally, I would say most of them are in line with this KKK, et cetera, but there are those who speak out. There are those who infiltrate, as our last caller said, and there are those who do justice to the system. And unfortunately, they're few and far between, but I'd like to mention a few of those here. We'll have the chance. Michael Quinn, 20-year Minneapolis police veteran, speaks out with Communities United Against Police Brutality, Michelle Gross, very frequently in protest to the mass brutality of the Minneapolis police. And incidentally, they don't just target the minorities as their favorite subject matter. But if you take a look at the August 31st critical mass attack, speaking of police brutality, that was August 31st of this year. Dozens of people sent to the hospital, no charges, no arrest record, nothing like that, because, again, goons and criminals in uniform do not want a trace or a record of their activities. But you also have Jack McLam, who I think maybe even...
They're going to trace yours.
They're going to trace mine. Well, I'm already convicted under the thought crime because I've been on your station.
No, I mean in general. You know, they're going to trace everybody else's. They want to know everything you're doing, but you can't know anything they're doing.
That's right. So that's a very important point. But we have we have false figures attesting to this system.
Right. Tell you what, Aaron, we got to go to another break. This is the short one I was telling you about. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Good.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. So, yeah, Aaron, you were saying before the break?
I just want to talk briefly about false figures. I mean, we're inundated with false doctrine that comes through us through so many mediums, internet, television, newspaper, internet being one of the least offending because it at least gives the opportunity for unbiased, unchallenged, and unfettered media enterprise that isn't Big Brother. We program everything they want you to think, affiliated. But again, for example, as far as false figures are concerned, I just want to highlight a few while I'm here as pertains to my case and my situation. Stockwell Day in Canada, who is the Minister of Public Safety, which is an oxymoron in and of itself, supports this vague terror list. There's a link on my website that illustrates that. He's not too very happy to be being interviewed by the look on the expression on his face. People will see.
Hey, let me just ask you real quick. This, you mentioned 9/11 being an inside job on your site. Was this prior to this incident or after?
Actually, that was after. So there is no direct correlation.
So you weren't politically involved exposing government corruption prior to this incident?
Which lets you know how random and systemic it's now becoming.
Right, right, sure. Yeah, they're just going after people.
That's not better. That's worse. It means that you're a safe haven under...
Yeah, they have no motive other than
exactly.
Just randomly...
Political anonymity
just to be
will not be a protection.
Right place at the right time, or should I say wrong place at the wrong time?
Well, that's right. How about on the wrong aircraft, which is a CIA affiliate, 6,000 CDs to the FBI so they can develop their system, in the wrong place. But, I mean, the wrong place can now encompass the entire conglomerate of North America under this SPP, North American Union, the militarization... Gestapo's SWAT down mandate that they're imposing now secretively. I mean, Harper, the U.S. president, and Mexican president are meeting secretively, and they will not disclose or divulge the sensitive material pertinent to these ongoings because of a very simple, obvious point to keep the society in oblivion and in a dark ignorance until it's a little bit too late to act. That's the point.
Absolute criminals running your governments, folks.
Yes, and so I mean the visage of the lamb sitting attentively in front of the television set comes to mind. It's been played on a number of times online. We are being fed and led to the slaughterhouse for consumption by none other than the very people who have sworn to protect us, quote unquote.
Wolves guarding the chicken coop. Hope you feel nice and cozy now, folks.
That's right. So, I mean, Fox News, if people are concerned when they Gestapo...
But Aaron, who cares? Britney's sister's pregnant!
Mm-hmm. But Fox News
will
tell you what
to do. That's far too important to pay attention to this stuff.
Fox News will tell you what to do. I mean, when they come to your door and they break down your door and put guns to your head, Fox News will be on the channel and you can simply tune in and they'll tell you what to do. Get into the fetal position, put your hands behind your head, and stay still.
Oh, by the way, very depressing news. I just saw the headlines. Diebold has an all-time low in their stocks this year. So dial 1-800-DIEBOLD-ElectionStealers.com, and you can donate to help them out. They're hurting. In fact, this same article says that the DOJ has them under investigation now. Yeah, right. Yeah, we can feel secure now. Diebold's going to be brought to justice for stealing the election. They're going to arrest Bush as the illegitimate president, and everything's going to be A-okay tomorrow. Right. The DOJ is on the job.
And as far as false figures in the government, I'm not going to stop at mentioning Patrick Leahy. Oh, we knew he'd be tortured. He's referring to Mehar Arar, tortured in the United in Israel, or rather in Syria for 1 year, brought back, all at the behest of the U.S. Mr. Stockwell Day, Tim Pawlenty in Minneapolis over there, which I'm very familiar now, having used the political campaign and images of the car bomb Muslim in the United States, using it as a political platform, is cited on my site as well. And moving on to the fraudulent ACLU, which leaves people bereft of the devices of the United States, even on to their death and doom, which I highlight. There's an individual in the United Kingdom who cites the fraudulent ACLU, and he's been banned from the United States because of exposing corporations and NGO and government associated organizations that really, it's one thing not to have a step underneath you when you take a step down. It's another thing quite different to have a step underneath you promised and then have that assurance and that that kind of resource, not present, and that's when you take a tumble and you take a dive. The government has this puts people into a false sense of security and a false delusion that their actions and their principles and their mandate are designed towards the betterment of society. When you have now the highest rate of persecution of and societal subjugation and decadence that the society has known for a long time. Amy Goodman, on to my next category, and as far as media is concerned, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, the paradox, the oxymoron, is so self-evident here, it's unspeakable, but I'll give it some measure of a broadcast. Amy Goodman gets online, gets on the air, and she talks about the Iraq one day being infiltrated and this the Civil War actually being resultant of U.S. or British espionage, counterintelligence agents that are, which has actually been proven. They've been caught in a chase down. It turned out that the car bomber was a British MI6 agent. But the next day she's on the line talking about, on Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, about the Civil War.
Oh, don't get me going with that. That's phony.
Civil War in Iraq. And so you can turn into Amy Goodman and you can hear both versions because She doesn't know which way she's coming or going. But what she will do is she'll talk about an airline incident about a Portuguese man.
She's a shill. She's an absolute lying fraud.
Yeah, well,
I won't even waste my time
Portuguese
with her.
Man on an American Airlines sues for $350,000, et cetera. So she gets him on the air and, well, did they hurt you? Well, no, they did not. Did they ask you to get off the aircraft? Yes, they did. Did they detain you afterwards? No, they did not. And you can just see that his answers have been preordained and whatnot. But I go on and I call Amy Goodman. Look, I was not only asked to get off. I was actually, they didn't give me the opportunity. I was tased. I was put through this trial that had CIA on the jury pool. We'll get back to you. This is very interesting information. Never happens. The idea is this. Amy Goodman and others such as the ostensible left-wing resistance
it's all staged, it's all government. It's all of this.
They're the inoculation.
She had Lou Dobbs on recently actually, and she's attacking him because of his stance against the NAU and the wide open border thing, and she's making it out like he hates Mexicans and doesn't want Mexicans coming into the country. It was so disgusting. It was like he was on Fox News.
Yes.
And that's, bipartisanship, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's cheering Bush on for this wide open border thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see how mind warped this is?
There's a very good saying that I have, and that is the best way to control the opposition is to lead it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, that's been going on for decades. The Rockefellers have been funding the radical, communist groups and the left wing groups.
Speaking of that, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, Fords,
sure,
Kellogg's.
Sure.
All of them. In fact, they began this eugenics project now, which should develop into this neo-fascism, et cetera, that's now subjugating society and persecuting everyone left, right, and center.
We got another caller. Before I go to him, though, I just wanted to mention this. I was looking through the headlines here. Israel makes Church of the Holy Sepulchre and Church of Nativity off-limits to Christian clergy, something for you right-wing neocon nut jobs who hail Israel as God's chosen that we must support at all costs. There's something for you to gnaw on there. By the way, 45 people now have died because of Israel's policy not letting Palestinians get help outside the country, you know, to go to other hospitals. But, of course, I'm sure that was their fault because it was, stress-related? What did they tell the taser victims? Oh, no, we didn't kill them. It was they were just stressed out.
It was a state of delirium, of course, is what I think you referred to. It's an onset of delirium and
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, so, and of course they're not taser attacks. They're pulses.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, once again, we can kill, but you better not kill. We're going to come after you. We got Richard in Alabama. Welcome to the show, Rich. Richard, you still there? Uh-oh.
Do you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Loud and clear. We got you.
Okay. Can I talk about the fingerprint card? You know what that is? The fingerprint card. Where you have to sign the fingerprint card in the police station?
No, I'm not familiar with that per se, but just another take on the tracking grid system they're putting in place, scanning your iris, whatever.
Anyway,
what about it?
People used to think that the police couldn't force you to sign something with the support of the judge. That's not true. They insist that you sign your fingerprint card. And if you refuse, then they delay your arraignment for 3.5 days. You get 3.5 days until you go before the judge and he sets your bail. All right, the judge sets your bail, and then you go back down, and they say, well, you got to sign the fingerprint card. Well, and they really mean it. The judge says, if condition of the bail is you must sign the fingerprint card. So you sign it, and then they take the card back up and give it to the judge, and that's the proof that you submitted to arraignment. That's the evidence that you are a capital U, capital S citizen with a small C. That's the proof.
Part of the
you signed it voluntarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the judge and the police are all together on it.
Basically, guys, once you get caught up in that system, in plain English, you're screwed. That's all there is to it. They're going to do what they want, when they want, how they want. No regard to any law, any constitution. It's whatever they want to do. That's it. That's all there is to it. You're at their mercy. It's pretty scary, but that's exactly where we've come. Did you want to hold till after the break, Rich?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Stick with us. Be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Before we go back to our guest and our caller, just wanted to mention, if anybody has not seen the BBC documentary Power of Nightmares, you really need to check that out. You can either Google it, it's all over the internet, or you can go to wakeupfromyourslumber.com. They have it available on there today. You can watch it. It's long. It's a three-part series, but it's excellent. If you have any delusion that this war on terror is legitimate, that there really is this globally coordinated network called Al-Qaeda, you got to watch this documentary. It blows the whole fiasco out of the water. There is no Al-Qaeda, folks.
You mispronounced it.
All things are fraud.
It's called called the Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, yeah.
That's the question.
Al-Qaeda, yeah, I love that one. Anyway, just to let you know, folks, I was planning today, I'm talking about corruption in our media and, you know, how it lies to us and how we got to this point. Obviously, I'm not going to be getting to that today, but that's fine. We had this great caller coming in, Aaron from Canada, telling us about, you know, the abuses he's suffering at this fraudulent.
AaronJamesStory.com, right?
Yeah, I want you to give you that and the website, I mean the phone number, too, in a minute. But So, folks, I'll pick that up on Thursday, I guess, because Wednesday I got a guest. Russell Means, the guy who helped coordinate this secession from the Union of the Lakota tribe. All the power to them. That's awesome.
FBI have a hand in that one, too. Basically, that's a John Graham Vancouver, an extradition case. FBI have their hand in many things. That's Gary Freeman over in Toronto, I think, is facing the same thing, Black Panther Party member, former. But it's so systemic and pervasive that it's impossible to hide, which is why they're stepping up their mandate. And everything is now accelerated. Big Brother wants it, but they want it now. They're afraid they're going to lose it. The information highway is surpassing even their own ability. The power that they have, people need to listen to this and keep this in mind, is only the power that we continue to give them. We're the ones giving. By our complacency, by our lack of action, this is really the illusion of their power rests within our own minds. Once we remove that illusion, they lose the power. Once we remove the fear element, they lose their power. This is the only thing that they have.
Right.
Time to take it away from them.
Anyway, Richard in Alabama, you still there?
Yeah.
Did you had some more comments or questions? Or
that guy in Canada,
Aaron.
In Alabama, all our jails and prisons are under court order from the chief judge in Atlanta, and they have a limit to the percentage of blacks and Mexicans they can have in our jails and prisons. And if they go over the limit, he'll tell a prosecutor, and the prosecutor will have to drop some cases against some blacks.
Interesting.
So to say that there's racism is true, but it is a double-edged racial sword.
Well, they play it both ways, and it depends on the circumstances, the area. But sometimes there's reverse discrimination, too. You know.
It goes both ways. They're trying to divide.
Exactly. They want resentment on both sides.
And start a race war.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, they want to mediate a race war and eventually bring in the blue helmets to shoot us all. And then the Chinese army will have us.
Well, that reminds me of Montebello, Quebec. There were police that actually were disguised as people in the protest lines in Montebello, Quebec for the SPP protests, and they were uncovered. They began to pick up stones and armament when the protesters reminded them that it was a peace movement. They took a look at it down in their boots. They were police officers' boots, and they were exposed on YouTube. In fact, you can probably take a look at that. Oh yes,
gotcha.
I caught you. So.
And well, those who tuned into my Columbine show, was it last week, know that, this is what they do, guys. They do this stuff all the time. They stage fake shootings, and that's designed to break the public up, too, you know, to get you to be untrusting of your neighbors. Oh, they could be one of those crazies, too. And all the while, you're looking around at your neighbors, and it's the government behind the whole thing manipulating
all this.
Back to the
days of McCarthy.
Yep.
They need an excuse to impose the subjugation over the lands. They need an excuse to protect you. That's systemic.
I mean, come on, folks. This isn't too obvious. Right after 9/11, immediately, less than a month later, they're ramrodding that Patriot Act, which obviously was not drafted up after 9/11. They had that sucker waiting long. In fact, Ron Paul stated that, and a few other congressmen as well. They were trying to pass that before 9/11. But, you know, in the years since then, bang, 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 one right after another, after another, after another. You know, they couldn't wait for this fake attack so that they could get these legislations,
these
laws
passed. Security Commissions Act, May 25th, self-imposed dictatorial power. Now you have Operation Top Off, Operation Falcon, Charging Bison here in Canada. It goes on and on. And now this latest thought crime bill, H.R. 1955. We're committing thought crime now because we're obviously openly talking about something that's a threat to national security.
And look, folks, again, it's not just happening here. We see this up in Canada, as our guest here was talking about. We see this in Australia. They've had worse laws passed there. They just had their professional assessment law passed for the Internet. And this is what the thought crimes bill here, the H.R. 1955, S.B. 1959 is all about, is to shut down the Internet, essentially, so that you can't share freely true information. You're stuck watching the propaganda networks. You know, the Ministry of Truth. Okay, there's another break. Richard, did you want to hold on?
Well, do you have another caller?
Nope, nobody's waiting right now.
I'd like to wait.
Okay, sure. Stick with us, folks. Short break, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys. Back to True Ferrets Radio. We'll go back to our unexpected guest today that I really appreciate calling in.
Good day, Charles.
And our caller. Let me just mention this. UN Observer today reports that a group is demanding an end to Israeli infiltration of British Parliament. Isn't that interesting? When are they going to have coverage of somebody protesting Israeli infiltration into Congress? That's what I'm waiting for. Here's another quick item I just saw. Israel could survive a nuclear war with Iran, says new study. Well, you don't say now. Considering Iran doesn't have any nukes, I suppose that's just a little common sense there, wouldn't you say? But check this out.
APEC sponsored.
Here, what's that?
APEC sponsored.
Yeah, but isn't it obvious what they're planning now? They know that there's no way we're going to go in there. There's no way we can do it now. That intelligence report last week, obviously Bush is never going to get, you know, his war on, at least not for us to go in there directly. So Israel,
it doesn't matter that they can't mine at more than 3.1% purity of uranium. There's still threats. They're still coming for us. It doesn't matter that their own intelligence tells them that they're not threats. Bush knows. He knows.
Well, I hear that Iran just ordered 300 tons of paper clips. I guess they're planning to make slingshots now. This could be dangerous. But, you know, what was I going to say? But this is obvious what they're planning here. Israel is going to attack Iran, okay? Then they're going to say, oh, we're in over our head. We need some help. Save us. And so then we're going to step in. So it looks like, oh, we weren't planning it. We just have no choice now but to help our good friend Israel.
Just like we have no choice but to stay in Iraq and clean up the mess.
Oh, man.
If
folks.
They clean up, you know, I mean, now that the American flag is planted there and all the destruction that we've caused, we have to clean up.
Yeah.
So Time Magazine says.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Fox News has the same opinion, but anyway.
Wonderful controlled media.
I want to address some of these issues in here in the larger spectrum. This idea of this media propaganda. I have a few poignant points to make on this. Go back in your history. History is a weapon. We all know that.
I tell you what. Before we go to that, Aaron, let me just finish up with Richard because we got another call waiting now that just came in. Richard, did you have one last comment or question?
Since you've got another call, I'll just hang up.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Richard. Appreciate your call.
Bye.
Okay, Mike, just hold on 1 second. Let Aaron finish up. And by the way, when you're done, if you could mention the website again,
right,
Aaron.
I'll do that now before I forget. AaronJamesStory.com. That's AaronJames. James is JAMES. There's a second S for the word story.com. Again, AaronJamesStory.com. AaronJamesStory.com. And to see the updated website, which gives account of the North American cross-border collusion attack upon my person. They don't like the fact that I'm getting up online, on the air, on the internet, and exposing these kind of things, so they decided they'd put 8 guns to my head, and right now I'm in lockdown at my home first week after the Canadian authorities. Well, that's a Google search. Aaron James Story, leave a space, enter in the word CKLN, and you will find the October 27th attack. And now getting back to what I was going to discuss, the hypocrisy within the media, the rote lies and propaganda that they stuff down our throats in any number of different media that they can find, television, newspaper, to some certain extent, internet. Now, go back in your history. History, as we've seen, is a weapon. Take a look at the Iraq example. Okay, so we see the visage of the swinging corpse of Saddam Hussein, and it's heralded in the magazines. Time Magazine, Fox has a heyday, etc. But then you take a look a little bit farther back. Who supplied him those weapons in their war? Who did that? Can you remember? Wasn't it
Mr. Aspartame himself?
So,
Rumsey boy.
Go take a look at. We ostensibly the U.S. ostensibly raises up democracies and takes these archaic prehistoric societies out of the misery of their ignorance and their barbarianism. And so now we have instances, like, for example, go watch the movie Missing and go take a look at the rise of Pinochet. Well, there was a democratic system in place. I think his name was Allende, but he's dead. And, well,
Salvador Allende. Yeah.
We've seemed to have forgotten about that as well. Go take a look at the Panama deception. Bush Sr., who's the one who has the scruples amongst the two of them, goes in and testifies, well, we need to be in there because we need to control this drug trade and whatnot. The drug trade is one of the largest suppliers to the U.S. economy, as well as, of course, military and oil. Just ask Slippery Fingers Cheney over there, who has the oil pipeline in Iraq. I mean, and the fact that there's this oil and lucrative military strategic positioning is a prime example and evidentiary of why we're over in Afghanistan, where, okay, well, 9/11 happened. There were 3,000 deaths. So let's now kill 20,000 within the first 6 months in Afghanistan. I mean, neither justify the other, but again, it's one excuse that needs to lead to the other. And the oil and drug and military agendas are first and foremost on their list. Human carnage and sacrifice is somewhere at the bottom. I don't think it's anywhere in their consideration. These are things that the media, Fox News, Time Magazine, that heralds terrorists under every bed, which is just basically a shades and reminder of the communists under every bed of McCarthy. They use the same. It's amazing. They're very redundant. They're very dogged. They use the same techniques in society, and it's basically the same message under a different wrapping. But the package is still the same. And unfortunately, to a large extent, because of their self-imposed media brainwashing propaganda, generally the masses tend to accept it as rote fact, because if it isn't on Time magazine, if it isn't on Fox, if it isn't on the television...
Professional overpaid liars.
Exactly, then it must not be true. And
yeah, I mean, I'm sure you already know this, but on Thursday I'm going to be going into this in some detail, giving some background info, and the quotes I'm going to be citing. After hearing this, if anybody doubts our media is lying to us on a massive scale, you got brain damage or something, because I'm going to be quoting from some mainstream media sources themselves who either are still or were in the media and have come out and said, yeah, the whole purpose of it is to lie. And if they speak out in protest against it, they're fired. That's just the bottom line. Or, in some cases, fired at. Anyway, we got a couple callers waiting here. We got Mike in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Charles, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, greetings from No Permit Mike in Northwest PA. Well, Charles, I'm not going to wish anything this day, but I'll tell you what. May God richly bless you and yours, Charles, because we all love you over here.
Hey, well, same to you, my friend.
You're welcome, my brother. Yes, and we do hope the best for James there, Aaron James.
Appreciate the sentiment.
Yes, yes. It's a terrible thing to fight. Mr. James, you said you had some type of info on the reservation people over there that are trying to go with their own nation.
Can you be more specific, please?
You claimed that there were some type of infiltration in that movement or something to that effect.
Well, if you're talking about the American Indian movement was infiltrated, there's a John Graham extradition case to the apparent ostensible assassination of Marianne Quim. I can't remember her last. But infiltration is systemic and it's so pervasive. I mean, there's infiltration at Montebello, Quebec, 9/11 Truth Movement that I also mentioned, where there were police that were disguising themselves as ostensibly as protesters that was uncovered via their footwear, which was standard issue police uniform.
I've got a question. Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Did you actually speak to Russell?
No, I spoke with his secretary.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was wondering why their infant mortality rate was so high, and that the men there don't live very long. I wonder if it's either through the vaccines or perhaps aerial spraying.
Or maybe they're sending them smallpox-laden blankets again.
Oh, I think they need to return all those nice blankets.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
1600 Pennsylvania.
Yes.
What's that?
Nonetheless, Charles, yeah, you're very courageous. I pray you never leave Republic Broadcasting, and we'll be looking forward to hearing your interview Wednesday, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that myself. That's going to be very interesting.
Okay, we're going to sign off for now, and Lord bless you all very well.
All right. Take care, Mike. Thanks for the call. And let's go to, let's see, we've got, I like this one, Incognito Meat Dog from Maryland.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Really great show here. I worked half a day at work, so I get to hear your show today. And I've heard Aaron James' story like about a year or two ago, and I really feel for you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. This is one attack
really...
later now. But yes.
I'm sorry?
This is now one attack. There have been now a secondary attack since you've heard the story. So, yes, and I appreciate your sentiment.
Yeah, well, you're very articulate, very well spoken. It just seems like, you know, it's like the old cliche. First it came for the Jews, and it wasn't a Jew, and then they came for the...
Moyer, yes.
You know, the whole thing, you know, the whole litany, and the next thing you know, you know, they're out after me, you know, so they're going to pick on people initially who aren't quote unquote one of us, you know, somebody who is a ethnic minority or a religious minority, and then if they get over that hurdle, then they'll broaden the scope until virtually we're all caught in the net. Mm-hmm. And we have to stand up for each other, we have to stand up for ourselves. And it's like somebody said earlier, once you once you relinquish your rights, it never ends. It's like a bully, you know. Once you submit to a bully, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I used to be kind of into shamanism a while back. And the whole idea of shamanism is that you unwittingly give away your power to people without realizing it. And the whole idea of shamanism is to regain your power, your spiritual power, through your spirit animal or through your own spirituality. And I'm not trying to sound new agey here, but it was something I was kind of into back in the 80s. But I was just wondering if you know, of course, Aaron James is definitely is being subjected to this, but the phenomenon of gang stalking. There's a website, gangstalking.ca, and there, if you Google gang stalking, there's a whole slew of videos on YouTube. There's this one woman, she may be from Canada, I think, but I think she's going to be on Deanne Verley's show this coming Saturday, who has this really creepy video where she's sitting in her car filming people that are obviously staking her out and shadowing her. And she's, you know, just looks like the average kind of WASP woman, you know, average person. And she has her own theory that it's Klansmen or whatever that are stalking her. She may be an activist, I'm not sure. But what is your sentiment or opinion on the gang stalking phenomenon? And maybe what have you heard about it?
Is this a direct question to Charles or myself?
Just anybody that would like to.
I think it was.
I'm sorry?
Well, if it's in reference to Canada, you'd know more about that than I would.
Well, let me give you a quotation from an attorney with whom I recently spoke, and that is this. The most powerful gang in Winnipeg are the Winnipeg Police.
Sure.
They're identified by colors, identified by in their insignia, their meetings, et cetera, et cetera. You were talking about dialectics, really. The idea that we're under attack, the perpetrators are the very ones who are maintaining that we're under attack or attacking us. And when Big Brother says, look up, make sure you're looking down because that's where the bullet's going to be coming, everything is basically a backwards message, and we're meant to believe that it's basically a standard double talk. There's a more profound terminology. It's called the Tower of Deception, which is under the art of war, which the United States and covert operations aligned to them has studied very meticulously. The Art of War is, that's standard issue. You can take a look at that book, but that'll give you some insight into dialectics and the Tower of Deception, lie at every opportunity and convince your brother and your sister to turn on each other, et cetera, et cetera. So don't look to the quote-unquote the gangsters who are causing, or the terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. Look to the people who are maintaining that they're protecting you, and you'll find the perpetrators that are there in your midst.
Well, this is all textbook 1984, what we're experiencing,
sure.
Because like in the novel, you know, it was the government that was sending in the radio bombs into London, terrorizing people, and then you have the Emmanuel Goldstein, the quote-unquote evil Jew, and now we have Osama bin Laden, the quote-unquote evil Muslim, you know, who's always out there, you know. You know, we can never catch him, but...
Well, just look for me. He's in George Bush's backyard in the pool.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, they have this convenient boogeyman, Osama bin Laden, who we can never catch, but he pops up in these very cheesy, very orchestrated or recycled videos, and apparently there's like one with the fat bin Laden and different ones. And the American public, particularly, is too clueless or too lazy or too stupid to see through all of this. And they just go along with it, you know. I just feel like pulling my. I'm a 9/11 truther as well. I'm a member of DC911truth.org, and I help out some. Believe me, there's people in the group that do more in one day than I do in a month. But you know, I'm trying to make a difference. You know, I've been to all the war protests, and I'm just not gonna lay down and take it, you know, because. The ultimate conclusion to this is being dragged away to a concentration camp and being shot in the back of a head. And the back of the head, ultimately, is their plan.
You're aware that Nevada houses them now, and they're concentration camps that are actually being manned and being
run by FEMA,
exactly, in Nevada. Go on. Yes.
Sure. So I'm going to go down swinging. You know, I'm not going to go out, you know, quietly into the night. You know, I mean, I'm just not going to do it. They're not going to drag me to some friggin' camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to introduce them to the business end of Mr. Kalashnikov. You know, it just ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out the window goes the claims, can never happen here. Used to hear that quite a bit years ago. People aren't saying that anymore because they know it can happen. They know it is happening here.
In fact, now the statement, you have a chip on your shoulder, has new meaning.
Yeah, right.
You have a chip in your shoulder, now it's in your skull.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sure.
Scary stuff. Anyway, thanks for calling. Anything else?
Okay. No, that does it. I don't take up too much time. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
just for your conscience before you go, just to keep in mind a very, very poignant message. The greatest enemy that we have from the opposition is the enemy within our own minds. They prey on our fear. They prey on our on the inequities that we perceive within ourselves. Once we remove this, then effectively they will inevitably lose that battle.
Sure.
Right.
So it's self empowerment at this point.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we gotta pull the curtain away and show that it's an old wrinkled up prune behind there, and you know we don't have to fear the wizard. His little smoke screen. What's that?
Were you just looking at Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, right. There you go. You know, I'm seeing quite a few articles here on the Israel thing. I guess we got to cut to a break, but oh wow, we're running real short on time here. I can't believe it. Show's almost over. I'll just go over real quick when we get back, folks. A couple quick articles. We'll hear a couple more words from Aaron, and that'll wrap up the show for the day. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Wow, this 2 hours has flown by. Got an unexpected call today from Aaron James, but that's great. This has been a very important show. You know, this government abuse thing, guys, it's out of control. Let me just mention really quick, we got a caller here real quick we'll go to. From Jerusalem Post today, they're reporting ex-CIA official says Israel will attack Iran on its own. There you go. We were just talking about that. Now a CIA official is saying this. Here's another one. Hamas says it can't accept ceasefire under Israeli military escalation. And in an unrelated note, immigration to Israel is now at its lowest in 17 years. I can't imagine why. Oh, man, what a madhouse. Anyway, we got Melissa from Texas on the line. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hey, Charles.
How are you?
Good. First, real quickly, just that gang stalking thing. It's the real deal. Her name is Eleanor from Canada, and she's pretty credible. She's got a lot of proof. And then there's someone right here in Round Rock that also has a website called StopCovertWar.com that's about the same stuff. And it is part of the larger agenda to harass and harangue people and cause them to look crazy in front of the neighbors and relatives, and then continue to psychologically torture them until they break. The other thing that's more important is I would just like to say during this time of year, which I don't think Jesus was born now, he's born in September, but you know, God is not mocked. God knows what's going on. He has a plan. The plan is Jesus Christ, and things are not always going to go on the way that they have been. He is really taking names, and he is going to kick some butt. So with that cheerful thought in mind, know that we are not going to have to suffer through this always, that there is an end.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
That's right. There's an end game, and some people are going to be really sorry that they were not.
Oh, they're going to get theirs. They always do.
Oh, all right. I can't wait. I'm applauding ahead of time. So,
yeah, I got
anyway,
the popcorn all ready to go and the front row seat tickets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, just, you know, think about that when things get really harsh and realize.
Hey, have you straightened out Carrie back at the office with the Columbine thing yet?
I gave her a couple of DVDs and stuff. So
there you go. We'll fix her up.
Yeah, she's gonna
we'll
have
set her
to
straight.
Spend the time doing it, but you know, I'm sure she will. All right. Well,
we'll just apply those electrodes a little more frequently.
And okay. Aaron, God bless you, and I hope that you can, you know, come out from under this thing. This
well, thank
is
you very
horrible.
Much. I appreciate the sentiment. Thanks.
All
again.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for the call. All right, Aaron, did you want to mention once again the website really quick and
yes,
anything else you wanted to?
AaronJamesStory.com. That is double A, and there's AAron. JamesStory.com, and to AaronJamesStory.com to hear to see the update as far as the October 27th attack, which is what you get for speaking out online against Big Brother. You can go to do a Google search. I apologize, I don't have the URL because I'm locked up in my home, having been attacked on the 27th and gotten point, so I don't have computer access. But Google search Aaron James Story, leave a space, and then enter in CKLN. Or alternately, my favorite, my favorite version is leave a space, enter in Dan McTeague. That's D-A-N McTeague, M-C-T-E-A-G-U-E. It's where I list the government that are culpable as far as the secondary attack is concerned, and through their negligence and whatnot. And I would just like to give a final comment. The hypocrisy is visible. The conspiracy theory is deflated by government, and yet you can be charged with conspiracy underneath the law.
Yeah,
I think it's
exactly.
It's finally time to go after all those terrorists and get them. I agree with Bush. We need to go after all those terrorists. So
very
let's begin,
what they're doing.
Let's begin with impeaching Cheney. let's get rid of Bush and make sure that he gets targeted in those next flights. Because I mean, after all, he shouldn't be taking those flights when he's on.
Right. You know, I tell you what, Aaron, we got to run. But hey, listen, thanks for calling in. It's been great. Very interesting stuff.
Thank you so much.
Check his website out, folks. Take care. We'll see you on Wednesday.
All the best. Thanks very much. Take care.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Since 1988.